Let's talk about access to college.
I have been told by adults in my life that college is not for me. I am determined to graduate college.
That is from a 2019 convocation speech by Armando Martinez, a graduate from Salem State University, laying out a problem Salem State has set out to solve starting in high school. According to the Education Advisory Board, former name, now it's the EAB, 33% of first-generation students, or those whose parents didn't attend college, drop out within 3 years. Massachusetts General Hospital's Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds lists some of the obstacles that first-generation college students face: anxiety about academic achievement, social inclusion, money, confusion about navigating life on campus. Well, Salem State's been working on a solution to get first-generation potential college students up to speed in high school so that they hit the ground running with credits under their belt and experience when they actually get to college. It's called the Fortin Scholars Early College Program. Anna Luna is in the studio, too, here with us. She is a student at Salem State who went through the early college program while she attended Salem High School. Anna, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Has it been worth it? Now that you're at college, taking some college classes in high school, has it paid off the way you wanted it to?
Yes, it has. I went into college already having credits, already knowing what a college class was set up like. So I knew kind of like how the syllabus works, how like the dynamic of the classroom. So it's definitely helped me. And I actually went into college with six to nine credits. And it was nice. I didn't have to take those general education courses over at Salem State.
So were there basically sort of like what we would call prereqs or prerequisites
exactly.
that you got done in high school so you could move on to stuff you, and what are you focusing on? What did you move on to?
I actually got to take I'm a criminal justice major, so I actually got to take Criminal Justice 101. I just got to take classes that I wouldn't have been able to take until like my sophomore year or my second semester freshman.
It saves money, saves time,
exactly.
and allows you to focus.
Yes.
So anyone who goes into college, or almost anyone, is afraid, right? There are a lot of unknowns. It's a big new world. You're stepping out as a young adult. If there's no one to tell you what to expect, one can be even more afraid.
Yeah.
How did having so much knowledge under your belt, as well as credits under your belt, help you be more successful, feel more comfortable, be more confident, and stay in the game?
Yeah, so I feel like for anyone, the unknown is scary. So knowing and being knowledgeable and just having all that information can really, really help set up for success. So like I went in knowing what a college class was going to be like. I went in knowing what a professor was going to be like, you know, and I went in with college credits. So, you know, like what's better than that? And at no cost as well during high school. So it was just kind of a win-win.
Are you worried about paying for college?
I was very worried. You know, I'm a first generation student. First one, you know, my family go to college. We didn't know anything about college. Didn't even know about financial aid. So I was scared. But, you know, having help and support really did kind of, you know, yeah. I don't know. it just helped. You know, I was able to, like, go into Salem State knowing I would be fine paying my bill, you know.
Your family must be pretty proud of you.
Yes, I hope so.
And are you proud of yourself?
I am. I'm going to graduate in May, so.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm excited.
All right, so let's bring in two additional voices. Stay with us, Anna Luna. I'm going to bring in Ami Capodanno, who is early college coordinator at Salem High School, and Michelle Pierce, who is the Salem State University Associate Dean in the College of Arts and Sciences and oversees the early college program. Ami, I mean, you steward high school students. What do you find yourself thinking when you hear Anna's story?
I think she is an amazing example of exactly what we are looking for students to have an opportunity to take these college classes, to be able to have the support of of your high school and what you would typically get in a high school while you're taking these college classes, so that you feel it's a little bit of a lower risk in that sense, because you are getting that academic support from a typical high school as well, but still getting that college level rigor and knowing what they are going to expect when they walk onto a college campus makes that experience that much more valuable to them, because they will persist longer at while they're in on the college campuses, and that's what the data says.
And are students at Salem High School scrambling for this? Are you? Do you have to actively recruit? Are they coming to you? Tell me what that's like.
We're in the process of expanding. So when Anna was at our school, it was a juniors and seniors, and now we've actually gone down to the 10th grade. And so we are getting the word out, and we went from offering 12 credits to now potentially 30 credits.
Which is basically a year.
Right, exactly. It's so great. So we are actively recruiting students constantly. And so the school counselors are a critical component to this, to, you know, telling students about it. I'm doing information sessions. We're telling families about it. So we're getting the word out as much as we possibly can to let families know that this is an opportunity for students. If they're ready and they have that curiosity that they think that they can go through this, this is what we want for them.
So let's bring in Salem State University now. Michelle, you're the associate dean there. There's a piece of me that thinks you might just kind of at this point want to take your mic and just drop it, right? Walk out of the room based on what we're just talking about. It feels like Anna and Ami are telling us what must be the point for you.
Yes. So they've done a great job at explaining why we do this. Salem State was one of the first colleges or universities to get the state's designation for early college in 2018. We're very proud of this program. The fact that we can make college more affordable by giving students the opportunity to get the credits in high school. And then also, you know, what Anna highlighted, what the students gain with confidence in being able to succeed in, you know, in college courses while they still have the supports. We think of it as a kind of scaffolding or college with training wheels, in a sense, where they start out having some additional help. And then in our model, they are at the high school in 10th and 11th grade with Salem State faculty going to the high school, working with the high school teacher. And then in senior year, we transport them to the campus. So they do get the campus experience.
So you
as
get
well.
Familiar, yes. Anna, with physically what it's like to be there.
Yeah. So like Michelle said, it did start 2018. So that I was a senior then. So the Salem State professors were going to Salem High, which I loved because, like they were saying, I also was in a familiar environment in a classroom in my high school with a familiar teacher. So it really did help.
Would it have been helpful had you been able to do it multiple years, which is Ami just told us now students there can, to have spent some time on the campus and get that sense? When I was on faculty at Boston College, one of the things they talked about is how important it was that incoming students feel like they belong there.
Yeah.
So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I feel if I had the opportunity to start it earlier and possibly like go on campus and get that kind of college campus feel, it would have been great. I feel like it would have made me more excited to go to college. And yeah, I mean, even now, you know, being at school, I'm involved on campus. So it really creates a sense of community.
So let's just reorient listeners. We've got a student at Salem State, Anna Luna, who went through the early college program at Salem High School. We've got Ami Capodanno, who's the early college coordinator at Salem High School. And we've got Michelle Pierce, who's at Salem State and oversees this early college program. Currently, Massachusetts has 21 public colleges and universities who have these. Salem State was one of the first. All right. So I want to talk money for a minute. So Ami, Michelle, when one hears this, okay, you're more likely to go, you feel more comfortable, you get some of the prereqs out of the way, it makes a smoother transition. Of course, it seems like we should just do this. Michelle, how many students have actually come through?
So we have about 150 students who have come through from Salem High. Salem State also has a partnership with Lynn Classical and Lynn English High Schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that started a little bit later. So we have similar numbers coming through.
And how hard is that to fund? Because Anna, as you said, you didn't pay for this.
No.
So how hard is it to fund that? Could you get 1,000 students? What would it take?
We would be limited somewhat. So we do get reimbursement per student enrollment from the Department of Higher Education.
So it's coming from the state.
It is coming from the state. That enables us to staff the courses and offer supports. To be honest, in order to expand, we would need more funding, and that's always, you know, up for discussion, and we're always advocating for that.
Let's hear why Ami laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Say a little more about that.
So I feel that for a four-year institution, they are, I can only assume that the costs that they are putting in and is probably about even for what they are offering and the supports they offer for our students. It is definitely something that I appreciate. They've been such a wonderful partner to us, and I recognize that it can't be cheap.
And
we're
talking about, you know, anywhere maybe it's $10,000. It's so, for example, $13,986 is the average cost of tuition at a 4-year public university in Massachusetts. So you know, when Anna maybe has half of the 1st-year classes, that's big savings and it's big cost. Do you have good champions, Michelle and Ami, you know, in the legislature, in the departments? Do you see this growing? Do we have the will in the state to do it?
I think we do. And I should mention that we're very connected to an organization called the Mass Alliance for Early College. And fortunately, they have put a lot of effort into advocating for early college, and that's very helpful to us. It's hard for us, I think, in our day-to-day jobs, trying to oversee things, to do a lot of that advocacy work.
So that's Michelle at Salem State, Ami at Salem High School. Mm-hmm. What else needs to be done?
So I feel it's a matter the state does recognize that we require the funding, transportation, mm-hmm. food. There are things that aren't the additionals that you need that you don't really think about for students. And so, you know, while kids are on campus, having food for books and for the busing, I think that's critical. And that funding does go towards that and making sure that students have that access to getting on campus.
So, Anna, Luna, I'll come back to you in your last year at Salem State now. You've said a lot of positive things. You clearly have wisdom and constructive criticism as well. One piece of advice that you would give to the high school and the college going forward. Is there any piece of advice you'd give?
Like in terms of the program?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any. I think the program works and it does what it needs to do. It helps students. You know what I mean? I feel like we should encourage students more to try this program out because, you know, if a student doesn't know if they want to go to college, they can take these classes at no cost and see what it's like. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, maybe just putting more supports out there for students, like really, really just putting the program out there.
And what would you say to students who might be listening?
I say try it out, you know. They're not going to lose out on anything. It's saving your time. You're saving money. And if they don't, and if after high school, if they feel like they don't want to go to college, you know, they at least have that experience of taking a college class. They know what it's like.
Anna Luna is a student at Salem State University. Anna, thanks for sharing your story with
Thank
us
you.
Today. Ami Capodanno is the early college coordinator at Salem High School. Ami, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Michelle Pierce is Salem State University's Associate Dean in the College of Arts and Sciences, oversees their early college program. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you so much.